Mom. Phil Hendry.
And this is Vernon Dozier filling in for Phil Hendry here as we do further coverage of the Olympics in Tokyo, the Olympiad, and why NBC's coverage sucks everything on four legs. Yes, Coach Vernon Dozier filling in for Phil Hendry. Olympic coverage 2021, brought to you by
world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, where you can get a subscription.
And the world-famous Phil Hendry Show merch store, where all manner of items from the Phil Hendry Show can be yours, and should be yours, and will be yours. How about that?
Thank you, everyone. This is Coach Vernon Dozier. I'm the head football coach at Belmar Academy, also the senior class advisor, and I'm the history teacher for the seniors at Belmar Academy. I enjoy all the different roles that I play at Belmar Academy, but I suppose you could say that I'm well known as the football coach. We've had success there. We have the stadium's name, Vernon L. Dozier Stadium, and people want to know what the L stands for. It stands for Lang, which is also the name.
You said it was Langdon.
That's right, Langdon, but they call me Lang, which is also the first name of the gentleman who is going to be introing.
Well, this is Lang Delton, and
how you doing, Lang? I know you're in the booth there getting ready to do. He does
orchestra sounds. So he's going to do the fanfare for the common man. I think that's whatever the Olympic theme, bud.
Yeah, whatever the one that goes dun dun yeah dun dun dun, dun, you know.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at this guy.
Go ahead, cue him.
Cue Lang.
Go.
All right, he's fading out. Now you.
All right, thank you very much, Lang.
Lang Delton.
Thanks very much to Lang Delton. He's getting up and leaving.
Lang, what's going on?
Fuck it.
Wait, hold on for a minute. What's going on? Sit here and get my ass. He doesn't like the way you're breaking his balls.
Can we watch the language around? We're actually on. We're now recording. This is the show.
Here's a couple of bucks. Here's a couple of bucks, Lang. Get lost. Go ahead. Now, I want to be clear. You hired this guy.
Can we just move on?
No, we cannot just move on. I'm the host, filling in for Phil Hendry. You hired that guy to what? To do what?
He makes orchestra sounds that sounds like the Olympic theme. And the best part was he was going to go, like you done. And then you were supposed to come over top and go, it's time for the Olympic report. And, you know, the guy.
No, I don't know what you're talking. What is he talking about?
Never mind. Lang was going to do the music. He did it. Now he's upset because you laughed at him
and you laid a few bucks on him.
I gave him a couple of bucks to get lost.
Now, do you understand?
No, I don't. And this is one of the reasons. No, I'm not going to go into a full critique of Phil's show.
No, I would think you would not, since Phil is allowing you to be the guest host.
Oh, well, he's allowing me. I forgot that he was allowing me. I guess your next thing you're going to tell me is he allows me to empty my bowels into a toilet. Is that what you're going to say?
When you're in our studio, yes.
Uh-huh.
We can do this two ways, Coach. You can get up and leave and not do it, or we can do it.
Boy, you are tempting me.
We'd rather you stay, but we have a certain time frame.
Yeah, you know, we're burning daylight.
Welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I am Coach Vernon Dozier, and thanks very much, Lang Delton, for the intro, musically. And I did want to talk a little. I'm stunned by the events that have just transpired here. What is with you doing the finger going around?
It means pick it up.
I will get up and leave in a minute.
All right, we're sorry.
Look, I just want to say, and I felt the need to come on and say, and as I talked to Mr. Hendry, he said, would you like to host, since we are doing a week of Olympic coverage, would you like to host one of the shows that I do? And one of the shows you do? And he said, no, it would be one of the shows that I would ordinarily do, but you do. And now I'm misspeaking.
Yeah, one of the shows, but you would do it.
That's what I meant to say, but you would do it. And I said, would you please repeat that? And he said, I usually do the shows, as you know, but since it's Olympic week and you are a coach, why don't you do what you do?
Why don't you do one of the shows?
Why don't you do one of the shows? The reason why I'm not speaking correctly is because I'm a bit put off by this whole situation with Lang Delton. I've never seen anyone do that. Then I saw you kick him out of here like he was some creep hanging around for a couple of bucks.
Well, Lang's one of these guys. He's a very talented guy, but his talent is extremely unique, and it's a narrow cast.
I'll say it's a narrow cast.
Well, it is. So when he does the thing, Margaret?
Yeah, when he does the Olympic theme or when he does any orchestra sounds, he hangs around to see if there's any other work, and we finally have to pay him off at just...
Yeah, but you threw him out of here.
I did not throw him out. Well, there he is.
He's waving at the way. Yeah, Lang.
Web car.
Yeah, okay. I got to give him a couple of bucks for parking.
Go ahead. Thanks a lot, Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Delton. I appreciate it. I'm Vernon Dozier. I'm Coach Dozier. Yes, thank you, sir.
Well, you're acting like it's some kind of, like you're, we've known this guy for years.
No, I don't like to see some guy hustled out the side entrance. Like he showed up for, like he showed up at the wrong time, cut one. And now everyone's got to turn a fan on and pay him off to get...
Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Margaret Gray, along with Bud Dickman and General Galen Shaw. With us is Coach Vernon Dozier. Your thoughts, Coach Dozier, on the Olympics?
Well, thank you very much, Margaret. My very first thoughts are about NBC's coverage. I have seen some lousy television coverage of sporting events, but I don't think I've ever seen anything quite as confused... As behind the ball, as inept, surprisingly inept, as NBC's coverage, at least of what I saw, for instance, the swimming and the softball. Now, right now, you have on the football or the soccer, and that's so far so good. But here's the thing. When I was watching that damn swimming, I don't know who's swimming in what lane,
Well, what was confusing about it?
Well, at first, they show you... The swimmers lined up. They say, there's the Americans on lane 3 and 4. Okay. People are not going to remember that. They all usually, ABC or NB, whatever they're called. What's the one?
ABC.
Yeah, ABC, when they were doing it, they had a little marker over each lane. There's the American, there's the Russian. It'd be like an arrow and a flag. And,
oh, I see what you're saying. So they did not show it.
Well, they did it at the turns. When the swimmers made the turn, they would show United States, Germany.
Well, at the turns is fine. Sometimes they would only have the leader. They wouldn't show you who was in second or third. And then they would only show you three of them. They would never show you. So, look, I'm not a television producer, but I am a television viewer. And I do coach sports, so I understand how things should look. I understand how you communicate the look of a game or the look of an event to a fan. And NBC is about as rotten a network as I've ever seen in my life at covering the Olympics. I can't put it any other way. They are rotten, rotten God.
All right, well, I don't remember.
I know what you're talking about. I didn't quite have that feeling.
Well, that's fine, but it's me.
Yeah, it is. It's Coach Dozier's.
I understand. It's your hour to give your opinion, but if you could be more for instance, not showing the flags.
Yeah, tell us what about it.
What about it? I didn't know who anybody was. I didn't know where, there are races where you knew there were American racers, there were American swimmers, but I didn't know where they were. They showed you for about 2 seconds the flags of the three leading swimmers, and the rest of them, you can, pardon me for saying this, but it's almost as if NBC was in front of one of their own cameras, pulling their collective pants down, bending over and pointing at it, and saying, go ahead.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm telling you right now.
Well, so you're saying that NBC... Purposefully.
Yeah, you see it on purpose. NBC said, we don't care how you feel about it because we don't care about it.
Whatever you just said.
What the kid means is we don't care. That NBC is saying, we don't care about you.
You just spit food. Oh, my God.
General, what did you just eat?
I had a vegetable medley platter. What the hell?
Well, it looks like a riced piece of broccoli.
Yeah, it's rice cauliflower.
Tough stuff.
Can I get a napkin or something?
I didn't spit it on you.
What I'm saying here...
You're saying that NBC should have covered the swimming to the extent that we knew who the swimmers were.
Absolutely. Absolutely. At no time did NBC show any interest in letting me know exactly where the swimmers were, except when they came into those turns and except on the last lap. I didn't know. I didn't know where the Americans were. They'd show me at the beginning.
Well, what about the idea that you
should keep track of it?
Who's keeping track? No one's keeping. Let me explain something to you. No,
you understand.
Yeah, we watch sports, too.
You may watch sports. I'm a coach. No one's keeping track of where some guy in a swimsuit is. I can't explain it any other way. In football and baseball, you see uniforms. When people are in a swimming pool, you can't see uniforms. All you see is a bathing cap.
Yeah, but they have the flag on it.
Great. If I've got high-powered if my vision was as strong as the Hubble telescope, I could see the flag on their swim caps.
Well, it doesn't have to be that strong.
Maybe not. I'm exaggerating, but I am saying you got to have damn good vision, man. So you can't see. I can't see what flag is on those swim caps. So it would have helped a lot if NBC, through most of the race, only I'd say 15% of the race, did they show you who exactly was in what lane and who the swimmers were, man, because these were gold medal races. They, a lot of them were finals, especially when they had the, I think it was the one with the men. It might have been, I know what it was, with a 4x200-meter relay.
Now, I don't understand what that is.
Yeah, the 4x200-meter, that's the guys, there's four guys.
Yeah, it's four individual guys, and they're doing a relay. One guy does 200 meters, then the next guy, then the next guy. And it would have been fantastic to know how well those guys were doing. Now, when they were leading, they showed the American flag. As soon as they fell off the pace, they stopped showing us. Where are the Americans? So,
well, I'm sure what they wanted to show with who the leading swimmers were.
Yeah, they can show who the leading swimmers were. You can put those flags.
Now, when you say flags, NBC was using a superimposed flag on each lane.
Yeah, they were. That's fine. Just do it throughout the race. Don't just do it. Oh, you know what? Let's show them it's the turn. Let's show them. Now let's take it away. And that brings me to softball.
No, hold on.
Bud's got to do a thing.
You're listening to Coach Vernon Dozier. And today, we don't have Lang Dilton.
Hold on for a minute. Lang, I've got him on. Yeah, hi, Lang. We need you back.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
Well, this is what. Yeah, Lang, go ahead.
Yeah, it's the Vernon Dozier Olympic coverage is going to be right back with more as we talk about the softballs.
Softball, man.
Softball.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. Do you have eczema? It sounds bad. I don't know what it is, but maybe you should get itch cream. Hello, Wardley Schaefer, and I give people advice. When you itch, if you smell, if you can't find a bus, if you don't know where your car keys are, I can be there to give you suggestions, in other words. If you can't find your car keys, here's what I do. Try your wife's purse. This is an easy-to-access recording that you can plug into your iPhone and make it available all hours of the day. Do you stink?
Try taking a bath. Have you thought about that?
Do you itch?
Itch cream. Also, think about scrubbing out your jockstrap.
Or do people just hate you?
Maybe you ought to try being nicer to people, okay? Instead of walking around with a cob shoved up your ass?
Remember, these tips are available via your iPhone by simply programming in Wardley Schaefer and then enter the number 5. Why? I have no idea, but it seems to work that way. Wardley Schaefer, you won't regret it.
And now welcome back to Coach Vernon Dozier, filling in for Phil Hendry during Olympic week.
I'm told that Phil Hendry is going to be in Florida. And he'll be doing shows from Florida along with you, General Shaw.
We'll be in Florida with Phil, Margaret. Frank and I are going to be there. Bud will be there. And I think the Dooleys are coming in from Butner Lake.
All right, so that's starting on Monday. The Phil Hendry Show originating from South Florida. And will for a solid week, I believe. And then he'll be back. This is Coach Vernon Dozier, and we're reviewing the Olympics so far. My first thing I wanted to say was the coverage by NBC just is as bad as it's ever been. Now, I'm not trying to single out NBC. I don't have a dog in that fight, but I'll tell you this. They stink. And that's all. They're like I said, I already went through the coverage of the swimming, their coverage of the, now I'm getting around to the softball. Now, you know, that's fine. First of all, women's softball was on their app.
Now, you got a thing for women's softball?
No, I don't have a thing for it.
I didn't mean it that way. No, he's not saying that, Coach. In other words, it's a particular area of interest.
Yeah, well, you like to watch it and stuff?
What kind of a question is that? Yes, I like to. I like to watch sports.
All right, the kid doesn't mean anything.
I don't mean like you're trying to look at their butts or anything.
Would you shut up?
All right. If I got to listen to this.
Don't worry about it, bud. Sorry.
I like to watch women's softball the same way I like to watch men play in baseball. I like to watch the competition. Now, what I'm saying is the women's softball with the tight pants.
Well, what are you talking about?
Now he's thrown me off. I'm trying to talk about the women's softball. And
yeah, the women's softball.
I thought it was the other one.
No, it's not softballs, bud. You're doing that on purpose.
I don't know.
See, Can he leave the room?
Go grab us a cup of coffee. All four of you a cup of coffee. There's only three of us.
Oh. Yeah, there's only three, so yeah, one cup of coffee. Oh, man.
He doesn't mean anything by it. He's a little slow.
What I'm saying is, the softballs... Nah, shit.
Softball?
I know. The softball tournament, the Olympic softball games, which I watched, NBC, for whole sections of those games, did not have on screen the pitch count, did not have on screen the score, didn't have on screen the outs, nothing. For whole sections of that game, there was nothing on screen. Now, I'm thinking, and this is valid, but if it is valid, they got to get it fixed fast. I'm thinking that their graphics generator, whatever they use to put these things on screen, simply doesn't work. Or they had a bad plan of attack or something. I don't know what it was. But during the, I was watching not just the USA and Japan. I watched the last game before the medal game, or the bronze medal game, Mexico and Canada. I think it was Mexico and Canada. And there was whole sections of that game I couldn't see diddly squat. So,
okay, here.
Thank you very much, bud. And when I'm watching, especially Mexico and Canada, where they have a couple of players on the Canadian team that I was looking at how good they look in their pants. Jesus. Let's move on to another topic. I'm sorry, no. I was looking at how great they were.
Any other sports, coach?
Yeah. We'll be right back. Maybe. We'll be right back.
The games of the Tokyo Olympiad with special guest host Vernon Dozier. Brought to you by Boynmans. Use it as a lip balm or spread it on toast. We don't care. Don't make no never mind to us. And by the people at Dorimi. Dorimi. Dairy products for you and yours since 1861. No, we haven't got any new milk or cheese, no new yogurts. This is all stuff that's been in a warehouse since 1861. Do you get it finally? And now, Coach Vernon Dozier.
Thank you very much. Now, that's an intro fitting, I think, for what we're talking about. This is Coach Vernon Dozier, along with General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dickman. As we talk about the Olympics so far, we've seen some very disappointing things. I saw, as I mentioned, the coverage of the swimming. I saw the coverage of the what's the other thing I was talking about?
You were talking about the softball.
Yeah, softball. And I wasn't even getting into how bad the American athletes were. The American women should have won that softball game.
All right, now why do you say that? Because they were, that Japanese team looked good.
I understand, but the American women had lost to Japan back in the 2008 Olympics, and then they didn't have softball. Then they finally brought it back again.
Why did they not have softballs?
If he keeps calling it softballs, I'm going to really... Somebody's going to be hurt. It won't be me.
All right, Bud, softball. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to do it on purpose.
It seems to me you are.
I swear to God I'm not. Everybody tells me I singularize stuff, so then when I pluralize it, then they tell me I'm not supposed to do it.
All right, but it's okay.
Sorry, son.
I'm sorry, bud. I didn't mean to yell at you.
Don't singularize, so I don't singularize. Then I pluralize, then they tell me I can't do it.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're talking about, I mean...
I'm talking about softball, not softballs.
Okay.
Now I forget what I was saying.
You were saying that the, I forget.
Well, you were talking about the rotten coverage of softball. Yes, that's it. The rotten coverage of softball by NBC. But also, no, I know what I'm saying.
You're talking about how the players played softballs bad. I mean, softball.
Yes, you're right, bud. The women played softballs as bad.
All right, now you're doing that on purpose.
No, because he's throwing me. I'm at, but bud, I respect you immensely. Would you don't look at me? Because every time I look at you, I'm thinking about...
Sorry, I'm going
to... Why don't you tend to that? Yeah, put those discs back.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of get the library.
Yeah, you do that. Playing softballs, shit.
What's the language?
Sorry.
The American women had an opportunity. They had a big opportunity to square accounts with Japan. They had lost the gold medal in 2008. Now comes 2020, 2021... Even though we're playing in 2021.
Did I ask a question?
What?
It's the 2020, though.
Yes, it's the 2020 Olympics.
Okay. But this is 2021.
Yes, because guess what? I don't know if you've been reading the newspaper.
I don't read newspapers. They don't have no more.
I'm saying that figuratively. There was a pandemic.
But the disease.
Oh.
Yeah. Jesus, get a load of this guy, will you? I'm talking to a guy.
You're talking to us.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, Bud, what I'm saying is,
call me Mud.
I said Bud. I didn't say Mud. I'm saying to you, Bud, that last summer, because of the pandemic, and there was no Olympics at all.
But there's a pandemic now.
Bud, will you shut up before I drive my fist so far through your head, my hand winds up in another country?
General Shot,
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
God damn.
Well, that's right. He's pissing me off now.
Bud, just keep working over there.
All right.
What's your story?
I don't know. I'll drive my fist so far through your head it winds up in another country.
That's what I said. Don't wear it out.
Yeah, see, this is what I got to deal with.
You want to shut up?
The women played Japan, and that was in 2008. Not 2008.
2008, if you mind me saying.
No, that. Thank you. You're right. 2008. That was the last time they played softballs. The last time they played softball.
You're doing fine.
The last time they played softball against
Japan.
Against Japan.
God, I want to hurt something. Hold on, Coach. Why don't you take a bathroom break?
I don't need a bathroom break. I just need some water.
We'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Coverage of the Olympics, the Tokyo Olympiad on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Coach Vernon Dozier filling in. We'll be right back. We're right back. For coverage of the Olympics, the Tokyo Olympiad on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Coach Vernon Dozier, filling in.
Thank you very much, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What I was saying, and what I will continue to say, is that the American women played very, very poorly. When you are challenged the way they were challenged in 2008, losing the gold medal game, and this is a sport, ladies and gentlemen, that the United States is known for. It's not baseball, it's softball, but the fact is, the sport that we know as softball rose from the sport called baseball, and that is a game that was organized in the United States with influences from other countries.
Such as?
Hey, Bud!
Sorry.
Well, you ask, such as cricket, such as rounders. Don't ask me what rounders is, because I don't know.
All right, but that's a game that influenced baseball.
Yes. That game of baseball, as we know it, came from the United States. And now we have other countries, like Japan, and a lot of other countries that are getting much, much better at it, challenging us in Japan, successfully so, for the gold medal in this here Olympics of 2020. That's got to sting. That's got to hurt. And I would think that the women would have been better prepared and played much, much better had they realized, because they were complaining.
Well, I heard them saying that it was a long time since the last Olympiad, and a couple of the gals had been playing on the team then.
Yeah, there's two of them. There's Osterman, and there was McGillicuddy. That's not her name, but you know who I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Well, I'm making the name up. I don't know who it is, but there was one other woman. There was Osterman, there was Kat Osterman, and Betty Boop.
Yeah, Betty Boop is, it's an acronym.
It's, what do you mean an acronym? It's a pseudonym.
Yeah.
So, whoever she really is, these women made the point, as a matter of fact. One of them said, you know, they got to start making the Olympics, the softballs. Jesus.
Softball.
They got to start making softball a part of the Olympics every year instead of this intermittent thing, just like surfing.
Did you watch any of the surfing?
I did watch the surfing. I was very gratified to see one of our young ladies take the gold medal in surfing. Our men, on the other hand, of course, came up short, as I believe was Australia. Australia is very good at surfing. Because they have, I guess, because they've got a big...
But why do you think they're good at it?
Oh, man.
Well,
okay. I'm sorry, Bud, but every question from you now.
You're questioning my integrity and my honesty, but I'm trying to tell you I'm making honest mistakes. Like when I said softballs, I know it's called softball. I apologize. But seriously, why do you think Australians are better at surfing?
I don't think they're better, but I think they win medals because they obviously, the sport is big in Australia. They got a lot of beaches. How do I know, man?
Jesus.
All right, take it easy.
Well, the guy's trying to tell me.
All right, why don't you sit down, Coach?
This is Bud Dickman, and we'll be right back with the games of the 23rd Olympiad.
No.
Oh, I mean, our coverage of the Olympics and the Olympic results. We'll be right back.
This is Coach Vernon Dozier. Get a subscription to the Phil Henry Show. Get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. For a month or for a year, you'll get the radio show, the digicasts, the videocasts. You get the best ofs. You'll get the classic hours. You get all kinds of miscellany. You get home movies. You get it all at PhilHenryShow.com.
And now back to Coach Vernon Dozier.
Thank you. You know, I came on here tonight to explain to you why I thought NBC carved its Olympic coverage a whole brand new, brand spanking new ass end. Excuse my language.
Well, no.
Excuse my language. I said at the beginning that the coverage by NBC of the Olympics blew everything on four legs.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm not backing off on that. But I would be remiss if I said that it's all on NBC. I think most of the disappointment of these Olympics so far have been the performances of our athletes.
All right, you talked about the women's softball. What about some of the victories we had in swimming?
In swimming? I just got done telling you.
No, not the coverage.
All right, okay. Yes, that Ledecky, what's her name? She won that 1,500 meter. That was a bad, and I mean that in a good way, performance. I mean, that was a bad jam, as the kids would say.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Ledecky was great. But the rest of them coming in with silver medals and the women gymnastics team.
Now, that poor young lady, that Simone, I understand. She's under a lot of pressure. I get it. And I'm not trying to put it all on her. But I just wish that somewhere along the line, I think what's happening to our athletes in Tokyo is the result of them, the pressures that are coming from back here in the United States, all the stuff that's going on in this country is pressuring these athletes, and it's making them wig out. I don't know. But I was particularly disturbed, as I said, by the performances of the softballs and the goddammit.
It's called softball.
I know, but this guy here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier filling in. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Can't do it.